Time now for Extension Today on WIFM. Extension Today presented by Surrey, Wilkes, and Yadkin County Farm Bureau. North Carolina Farm Bureau has been actively promoting farm and rural issues since 1936. Now, Extension Today with Danny Hall.
Welcome to Extension Today. I'm Danny Hall. Thank you for joining us here on WIFM. And we're pleased to welcome to the program this morning a young lady we haven't spoken with before. She's from the Wilkes County Cooperative Extension Service, Whitney Green. Good morning and welcome, Whitney.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
It is a pleasure. Your specialty at the Wilkes Cooperative Extension is 4-H. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Well, before we delve into the 4-H projects that maybe have been happening or going to happen, let's talk a little bit about Whitney Green. How about tell our audience a little bit about Whitney, where you're from, and what led you to be at the Cooperative Extension?
I'm originally from Allegheny County, so just up the mountain. My parents grew up in Allegheny, and I was raised there on a 30-acre farm. We have dairy goats, so I lived there. And then after college, I took a teaching job in Granville County, which was right above Wake, and moved there for a little while and taught sixth grade science. And then I decided to come back home to Allegheny. And last year I taught earth and environmental science at Allegheny High School. And I loved the classroom, loved my kids, but I was looking for a job with a little bit more variety where I could be around all different types of kids and do all kinds of different things with them. So I accepted the job as a 4-H agent in Wilkes County, and I love it.
All right, terrific. Where'd you go to college, Whitney?
NC State.
NC State. Ah, great college, especially to get you prepared for this. So you wanted to do 4-H because you wanted to be a little more variety with the kids and stuff. So let's do talk this morning a little bit about the Wilkes County 4-H. You've been there since when now?
I started August 1st.
So you've experienced some of the things that have gone on with 4-H there. Can you share some of those with us this morning?
Right when I came in, they were wrapping up their summer program. I got to experience a little bit of that. And then we started some fundraisers to get some funds for the upcoming year. We've done some dog washes and raffles, and we just finished our wreath sale. And after that, we sent some kids to State Council, which is where they go to NC State for the weekend and do leadership opportunities and visit with other teams in the 4-H program. So we just finished that, and now we're just preparing for our Christmas community service. We adopted a senior citizen lady, so we are getting her some nice things and going to get ready to take that over to Homestead.
Oh, that's terrific.
So we've been busy.
What's participation at 4-H there? Is it, you have good participation?
It's been low. It used to be a really big program, and it sort of fizzled out over the years with kids, you know, aging out. But I'm in the process of trying to rebuild it back up, and I'm going into the schools. I'm trying to be in a school a couple times a month, trying to get some interest in our programs and get it built back up. But it's growing. It'll take a little bit, but it's getting there.
So you're injecting new life into the program. That's
I
right.
I am. Yes, I'm starting young.
Good.
I've been going to the elementary school, so I'm trying to start young so that they'll stay with us for a long time.
Our guest is Whitney Green. Whitney's the 4-H expert with Wilkes County Cooperative Extension Service. Speaking of starting them young, you say you're going to the elementary schools. What are the ages for 4-H'ers, Whitney?
4-H is offered to kids 5 through 19, any background. You don't have to live on a farm. You don't have to know anything about agriculture or anything like that. We offer to every kid 5 to 19. So that's usually kindergarten through their first year of college.
Oh, great. You obviously care about kids. You've taught for a few years, you said, and you wanted to get into something where you'd have a more variety of kids. What do you find at this short time most appealing about 4-H? What have you enjoyed the most, or what are you looking forward to the most?
I love the opportunity for kids. I mean, it's a great chance for kids to get involved, and it offers so many things. It offers leadership opportunities, community service. It's not just science-based, so we have all different kinds of clubs going on where I think it can really reach out to every kid no matter what their interest is, and I love that diversity and that variety. So we don't just focus on one thing. We focus on lots of things, and like I said, any kid, any age can come, and we try and offer things for any age and get them involved.
And age appropriate always, too, right?
Absolutely.
You know, I'd ask you what draws you to this, but when you mentioned at the beginning of the program that you grew up on a farm, kind of gave me the hint that you might enjoy this. But I've the one thing that I've discovered over the years that 4-H is not just about agriculture anymore. There's a great variety of things, right?
That's right. That's absolutely right. We do have a big focus on agriculture,
sure.
But we try really hard to have a variety of things. I mean, we have sewing clubs and cooking clubs and almost anything you could possibly imagine. So there's a lot of diversity, and it's not just about agriculture.
And you can help them out with anything scientific, right?
Absolutely. That's my forte.
There you go. Are you willing to accept volunteers, I guess?
Absolutely. Right now, we're a little short on volunteers. So if anyone is interested, we would love to have them. We can always accept volunteers and their expertise on any field.
That's the great thing about 4-H and being involved. You can volunteer on a field that's specific to your knowledge.
That's right.
Right. That's terrific. How can they get in touch with you, Whitney, if they're interested in volunteering, which I know from talking to other people, it's very rewarding.
It is. It's a great opportunity, especially if you love kids and love and have a special skill that you want to show those kids. They can give me a call at our extension office, and we just got a new office in Wilkes County.
Great.
So our phone number is 336-651-7331.
And you are Whitney Green, right?
I am. Mm-hmm.
All right. The 4-H expert, and folks, she's looking to build it back up. And I think with your enthusiasm, I don't think that's going to be a problem, Whitney.
Thank you, Danny.
I sure hope you have a great holiday season the rest of the way. It's a pleasure to chat with you for the very first time. And I know we'll do this many more times, and I'm looking forward to it, Whitney.
Thank you.
Whitney Green with the Cooperative Extension Service in Wilkes County. And folks, thank you for joining us today for Extension Today here on 100.9 WIFM.
Extension Today on WIFM presented by Surrey, Wilkes, and Yadkin County Farm Bureau. Join us again next time for Extension Today on WIFM.